Welcome to the Marketing That Leads podcast. I'm your host, Anita, a travel-obsessed writer who loves all things online business. I'm on a mission to help coaches, course creators, and service providers create and grow businesses that lead to more income, impact, and freedom. I believe using evergreen and automated strategies such as blog, SEO, and Pinterest marketing is how you can become visible 24/7 with ease. In fact, I bring seven-figure traffic to my website on autopilot, and I'll show you how you can do the same. I'll teach you how to master marketing that leads to more free time, more traffic, more visibility, and ultimately more sales. Alrighty, let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of the Marketing That Leads podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you how you can save up to 10 hours per week with your team's hours or even your own hours. If you don't have a team yet, don't worry. Or if you even have just a VA currently helping you, this episode is going to be valuable for you as well. Before we get into things, I want to invite you into the Ease Club waitlist. The Ease Club is my new membership that will help you replace every single manual task in your business with an automated system so that you can hit your next income goal with ease and stop time-wasting tasks completely. By joining the waitlist and then joining the membership when we open the doors in April, you'll get access to an exclusive waitlist bonus called Behind the Launch. This live masterclass experience is where I'm going to be showing you behind the scenes, insider look never seen before on how we organize our entire launch from start to finish in Asana. You'll also get a templated version of our must-have launch organizer and our launch debrief doc template that we use to determine the highs and lows of the launch so that we know what to improve on for next time. So make sure that you join the Ease Club waitlist. We will put the link in the description below for you. And I cannot wait to launch this membership. It has been in the works for a while now, and you are going to be so amazed at what we're offering inside of this exclusive monthly membership. All right, so let's get straight into today's episode where I'm going to be sharing with you some ways that you can save your team and your time every single week. So my goal for you is to stop time-wasting tasks completely, because these small nitty-gritty tasks that you are doing maybe every single day or every single week, first of all, you probably don't need to be doing half of them, and most of them can be automated, but it's costing you and your team more money. So here's what I mean by that. These small tasks that I'm talking about are usually admin type tasks, even some tech tasks that can be completely automated in your business and allow you to actually spend more time on other money generating activities. So when you are spending time on these tasks, or your team is spending time on these tasks, you are paying your team, right? So it's costing you money, but you're also wasting their time when their energy and their time could be spent in a much higher ROI task. But here's the thing with most coaches and course creators and service providers that I see when it comes to creating these systems and automations in the first place, is a lot of people don't know their data. They have no idea where their time is being spent, in which areas of the business, how much that is costing them. Like, how much does it cost you from setting up a launch to the end of launch? Like, you should know those numbers and actually see a price. And that's exactly what I see in my dashboard. So I use Clockify to track my time, but also my team's time. And it's important to know that I'm not doing this for micromanage-y type purposes. It's actually just really helpful data for me to see so that I can see how long it's taking us to start and finish a complete project and what's the ROI on that project, right? If you do not have a time tracker at the moment, I highly recommend doing this. And I've been told in the past to just track your time for like a couple of weeks and then you'll see. But I have been tracking my time for probably, nearly a year now. And it has been absolutely life-changing. It has been fantastic because I can then, you know, tweak what we're doing. I can tweak projects. I can say, all right, it looks like we're spending a little bit more time on this than I hoped. Let's put some energy on this other project so that we can get this started. Having that Clockify dashboard telling me how much time I'm spending on certain types of tasks, how long it's taking us and what it's costing us to set up a launch from start to finish, and how much time is my team taking to complete admin tasks that could be automated. So the number one thing that I would love for you to do today, if you have not got a time tracker in place already, is to sign up to Clockify. It's completely free. I still use the free plan and I have now 3 team members also under my account. So everything is linked and I can just pop in there and see, all right, we've spent like this many hours this week on this, or you know, this team member has done this many hours this week, which is great. And it just allows me to have kind of that bird's eye view of what we're doing in the business and how long everything is taking us. So I highly recommend signing up to Clockify. It is really, really great. The great thing about Clockify as well is it has a Chrome extension, so you can add it to your Chrome and you can just click the button and you can start tracking your time. You can put in, you know, what tasks specifically you are doing and what kind of task even. So in Clockify, we actually have, and this is something that I'm going to be showing behind the scenes to like my membership peeps when we do launch the membership. But within my Clockify, we have different projects that are split up based on our different courses, on the types of tasks that we're doing, on the types of like marketing channels and things like that. So again, you will get behind the scenes look at all of my Clockify and everything like that, and I'll show you how to actually set this up in the membership. But you can get started right now, sign up to Clockify and start tracking your time, because you need to know that data in order to know what do we need to get rid of, what do we need to automate, what do we need to delegate, and that type of thing. So once you stop time-wasting tasks completely, you and your team members will, number one, thank you because they'll be able to spend more time in other areas of your business that will be generating more of an ROI for you. They'll be having more fun and they'll have more peace. But also for you as well, that's important. If you don't have a team and it's just you, I still recommend doing this because it's going to be really easy once a team member comes into your business, whether that is a VA or a marketing assistant or maybe a tech VA, whoever you are thinking about bringing on first within your team. It's really important that you have this all set up ready to go for them so that you can hit the ground running and they can spend their precious hours in a high ROI part of your business. But another great thing that happens when you automate these kind of time-wasting tasks is there's less back and forth, right? You have less hands in the pie or in the honeypot, whatever that analogy is. But you have less people doing things and more like a computer, a robot is like automating a task for you, which means that there's going to be less back and forth and less errors, hopefully. Usually when we are relying on automations, we lessen the chance of an error. So that is really great as well. All right, so let me share with you 5 different things that you should be doing in order to save up to 10 hours per week of your time or your team's time. Number one, Clockify. Again, I want you to start to track that data, start to track your time and your team's time. And then from there, I want you to audit where your time is going and where your team's time is going. So I want you to sort of categorize it into different buckets. So you can create like an admin bucket, a creation bucket, and then I want you to ask yourself, what tasks could be automated? What tasks could be delegated? What tasks could be completely rid of? What do we not need anymore? And what tasks need to just keep going as is? We want to automate as many tasks as possible, but we also want to simplify as many tasks as possible. So really asking yourself, and if you have a team member with you, maybe you could talk about it in Slack or hop on a call and just ask, how can we make this process, make this workflow even more simple? I think one of the biggest reasons why coaches and course creators and service providers get stuck with systems and organizing and automations in their business is because they go, whoa, I cannot do that. This is too complicated. I am overwhelmed. When we just need super simple systems in order to start and get on the ground running. So ask yourself, what tasks can we simplify? Also, what tasks can we maybe get rid of that are not doing us any favors, that are not really needed within the business? Because it's really important also to audit these tasks, because things change in the business and you're like, actually, we don't need that data anymore, or we don't need to track this thing, or we don't need to keep records of this anymore. It's just not needed. Then you want to make sure that you're organizing them into those buckets, and then also asking yourself, anything that is currently falling on your time, is it worth for you to do, or could you delegate that to a team member, or could you hire a team member to actually help you do this so that you can spend your energy and time on a money generating task that is going to bring in more profit for the business? So if that makes sense as well, I want you to have a good think about that. Obviously, you want to think, you know, long and hard before you are hiring, especially if you're hiring your first person. Make sure that you have things set up in place and that you can actually support that person in your business. So in the Ease membership, we actually have what's called a three-step task automator, where I show you how to automate a task in three easy steps. So if you join us inside of the Ease Club membership, first of all, we're going to Marie Kondo the back of your business so that we can replace every single manual task in your business with an automated system. If you're not familiar with Marie Kondo, she was super popular during the pandemic, and she was a huge hit on social media, on TikTok, she actually had a show on Netflix, and she showed you how to be really minimal with the things like in your house and how to organize things. And one of her best sentences was, does this bring you joy? So we're going to Marie Kondo the back end of your business, have a really good kind of dig around, simplify, organize the back end of your business. And then we're going to start replacing those tasks with automated systems that will help you automate your lead generation so you can spend less time manual marketing. You'll have more out of office time this year. You will be able to save you and your team's time up to 10 hours per week by creating those automated systems. And you'll be able to hit your next launch goals and not feel like you are capped on the number of clients or the income, because you'll be super confident that you have the systems to support you. Now, one of the things that always comes up when I say, you need systems in your business, you need automation, people are like, I'm just not a systems person. The thing is that your business shouldn't rely on you being a systems person or not. Your business needs systems like you need water. It is vital for your business's survival. And I don't care if you have just started your business or if you are 3 years or 5 years down the line, we all need some sort of systems. Of course, those systems are going to look a little bit different depending on how big your business is. You're going to need more of them if your business is bigger, obviously. But every business needs systems in place. All right, so that is it for today's episode. Make sure that you come join the Ease Club membership waitlist. I will leave the link in the description below. If you have any questions regarding automations or systems, or there's something that you're really struggling with at the moment, then message me on Instagram at anitadykstra.co. I love to have these kind of conversations, and maybe I can give you a pointer or two. Alrighty, I will speak to you in the next episode.